Blog Talk Radio.
Truth is out there, Voice of the People radio show. We got a celebration today. Let's change this a little bit today because of what's going on. Let's welcome to Mega Country. Mega won big yesterday. Mega Country, as we swept Arizona, Kerry Lake is the winner in governorship. And straight down the line, Masters has won the Senate. With cleaning house, every one of Trump endorsements came in. And now we got Wisconsin next week and a couple others. And then we got to get rid of Liz Cheney on the 16th. And then we got to get rid of the rhinos here in Florida on the 23rd. And we're taking back our country. Let me introduce my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing fabulous. Great day, great week, very busy, countries coming together.
You know, we got rid of another one of the people that voted to impeach Trump back in Michigan, and this guy lost, and we got a Trump endorser that took over, that beat him and eliminated another congressman. That's the rhino that tried to impeach Trump. He's gone. That's
no,
number
Gibbs
three.
Great win.
We also in the process of cleaning up stuff, and watch out Arizona, because they're going to clean up that mess. The rest of a lot of stuff coming through. We made a lot of different arrests in the last 24 hours for voter fraud and stuff. And was literally knocking on Karen's door, and we're about to take her into custody if she don't concede for voter fraud. She said, we're going to go down there, and we're going to take care of it. We caught them and trying to cheat. That's why they were trying to hold the numbers at 80%. We took care of that. We arrested everyone, and we're now in And all of a sudden, it's now 98-99%, and Calvary Lake is going to win that. And the Chief,
how many votes she have? Like 14,000?
Something like that. And the thing is, they cannot cheat this because they have all been arrested, and including the incumbent, the candidate. It's not, we're now literally at our office ready to
I
take
heard there were 65,000 ballots that were fraud.
That's from the county. We already took care of that. We arrested the supervised elections over there and some other stuff, and we're getting rid of that. The both the RNC and Wendy Rogers all have legal action against them. By the way, Wendy Rogers won her race. And things are changing. One of the first things that Carrie Lake is going to do come September 1st, January 1st, is going to clean
when
out
all the
When does
she get sworn in, and when she wins the election, which she will, because that guy Fetterman got out.
And everything's good. Cleaning house all the way around.
You know what's going to happen on January 1st. When does the new Senate in the new House get sworn in?
January 1st.
And what do you think is going to happen on that date? Because we're MAGA country. We're going to take the House. We're going to take the Senate. What's going to happen after that day?
You could say Joe Biden and Kamala Harris goodbye. Nancy Pelosi is no longer in charge. And Trump will
you know,
be
Nancy
in.
Pelosi went to Taiwan I can't think of the word. She's a speaker. She went and did something like that the Secretary of State would do.
Yeah, she didn't have the power to do it. She went in anyway. It's a political gambit on her part to show that the Democrats do support Taiwan and national security, which they don't. So as Biden said, point blank, we do not support Taiwan.
No, I think it was wrong. I think you were wrong. I think they wanted to cause a war. I think they did want China to engage.
China wasn't going to engage. Xi is smarter than that. They weren't going to fall for that gambit. Yes, they want Taiwan, but they're not going to do it at our
You know,
calling.
He's smarter than Biden. Biden's only about money. But
Biden also
President
has money
Xi
dealing.
Is very cold and calculating. And he knows
Biden has a lot of, Xi has a lot of power over Biden because he has stuff on him. It's called Hunter Biden and the Biden Crime Syndicate.
Yeah.
That is a big thing. You know?
I know.
Who
will be the new speaker?
Well, it won't be Kevin McCarthy because he's swampy. It won't be Marjorie Taylor Greene or Robert.
So do you think Trump will be back in because they'll impeach him all? Trump will be in, you know? And who will be the VP?
Probably Noam from South Dakota.
She'll do
we don't that. We don't want DeSantis to do that because we need DeSantis as governor.
You're in Florida. We need to keep Florida free.
Yeah, we need this the way it is.
Exactly. Don't change it. If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
I didn't
hear anything about the school boards or any of that level.
Oh, we have a whole list. You got to go on my Facebook page. You got a whole list of stuff on school boards
in Arizona
here in Brown County.
And the other five states.
And Arizona, all the conservatives won up and down the line. In Kansas, it became very, very conservative, but they also voted to maintain the current law status on abortion.
Yeah, I know.
Because they did it wrong. They actually read it wrong, and they voted to keep the abortion, even though they became extremely conservative in the state. So that's the way it is. The governor, the Democrats want to kill babies. They want to kill life. Therefore, the criminals
are
there for the
sub. Don't be so sure that they don't. Okay?
No,
you
but
got
all,
a lot of swamp.
All the rhinos, every rhino lost yesterday across the board.
You know, Newsmax has been bringing on rhinos. They need to, like, sweep them out.
Yeah, well, they're doing okay so far, basically.
That's what started with Fox.
Yeah, you got to
have
a
point
of
counsel. Roger Ailes left, or he got fired
Roger
or whatever,
passed away.
That was the end of Fox.
Yeah, when he passed away, it was the end of Fox, basically.
Yeah. You know, seeing Bill O'Reilly last night on Greg Kelly, wow, he has changed tremendously, you know, age.
Yeah, but he still got his book,
I know, Killing of the Killing.
Yeah, Killing of the Killing.
I don't know. He's into killing.
He's killing the week.
Really?
You know, everything's about killing with him and how
yeah,
to do it, but
it's
all about practice.
Do you have, like, hidden issues?
I have no
say?
Idea.
I don't know.
But, you know, it's what he does.
And he does it well.
Yeah. This morning and before I went to work, they had on Newsmax, they had Ashley Moody on. And they were talking about the borders and the unsecure border, the open borders. By the way, a nation without borders is no nation at all. You have to secure your borders.
Right.
And thousands, tons and tons of drugs are coming across the border since January 1st, never mind.
Yes.
And
pills that are filled with fentanyl.
Last year there was over 100,000 people that died, that overdosed on drugs, specifically fentanyl.
Yes.
And more dying this year with open borders. And so Ashley Moody filled up, because of the dangers of drug overdose, I decided to form a task force. And she was talking on Newsmax and stuff. And she started this task force on addiction on drug dealers. Because there's two things they're doing. One, they're doing, DeSantis has a big program with Casey DeSantis on addiction recovery services and things of that nature. And he's buying from little kids from the schools and stuff like the Just Say No type of thing that Nancy Reagan used to do, but in that area. And they moved it up, all the way up. And so they're handling that. They increased millions and millions of dollars in addiction recovery services like rehab centers and stuff such as NOVA, which is getting funneled tons of money, among other things, here in Broward County. But Ashley Moody also needs to decide to go after the source, the drug dealers. And what President Trump wants to do is make drug deals, and he did do it while he was president, but Biden kind of screwed that up, is that drug dealers is known as a serial killer and will be tried as such and get the death penalty. So here in Florida, with Ashley Moody and DeSantis and others, you will be charged as once you get arrested for a drug dealing, you will be charged as a serial killer, and you'll meet old Smokey, as they used to call it. You'll get the death penalty. And that's what we're doing at the moment.
That
takes
12 years, you know that?
No. But the thing is, you get them off the street. You get yourself from the low-level dealers to the upper dealers all the way down because you want to end the train ride, so to speak, the roadmap from
they give them
Mexico
up.
Or, all the way to here. So they go from one to the end, and the penalties are hard. And so this morning, actually this afternoon, I sent over a list of names that I know are drug dealers. And we are going to expose them and we got to get them off the streets to save lives. And one of those deals
that
was named.
Is that throughout the state of Florida?
What?
Is that all across the state of Florida?
Yes, everywhere in the
okay.
state of Florida, from the Panhandle
okay.
All the way down to the Keys. So,
okay.
you know, from the Panhandle to Jacksonville, straight down to the Keys of both sides of the peninsula.
Okay.
Okay, so we gave a list of about 10 names. One, it's the one on top is the one that is the most dangerous. That's the one that has that actually promotes in her Facebook page and social media that she's a drug dealer and that she escaped prosecution on killing a 19-year-old back in 2004. And she has a list of a record of that strong, that has a, goes back to her teenage years and stuff like that for being a violence, domestic violence, all that type of stuff. And she's known to recruit and enable people to do bad things and get other people to do things like that. She's an enabler, a groomer, things of that nature. She knows how to play with respect. Her expert is picking on people with special needs and using those special needs as a means to get them addicted to things or become something that they're not. And if they don't listen, she beats the crap out of them, resulting in glasses or anything else being broken several times over many years. So she is, this one here is on top of the list. And Moody sent back that we already know about this person. She's going to be gone in a very short time. And there's about and there's a bunch of other people involved there too. And we could continue to go down that route. Because if you take a drug dealer off the street, you'll be saving not just one life, but saving thousands of lives, especially now with fentanyl and around there. But it doesn't take much. If you have something, it's when fentanyl's involved, it doesn't take much to get to die from it. And people can't get overtaken by the fumes, so it is dangerous. It's dangerous, and more people die from fentanyl than any other thing, diseases or accidents or anything like that. In this country, especially young people from ages 18 to 45, more people die from fentanyl overdosing than anything else in this country. And in Florida, especially here in Broward County, every two hours another person dies. In fact, it's now every 2 hours two people die from drug overdose. It is that bad, and we need to end this now. Now, we do have some sad news coming out of Congress earlier today. A woman, congresswoman, I believe out of Kansas, I'm not sure which state, that got into a multi-car accident, and her and her staff member, the chief of staff, and a couple other people, including the driver, was killed. So that you're going to see on the news.
Well,
so
was that a head-on collision?
I'm not sure. It's an SUV that they was, you know, that she was in. That guy,
wow.
That
so, I'm so sorry to hear that. My condolences to the family.
Yeah. And yesterday, Vince Scully passed away. He was 88 years old. He was a longtime broadcaster for the Dodgers. Famous guy. Anyone?
I didn't know concert. That. That's not
no,
good.
All that. Yeah. Anyway, in honor of Mega, and we're going to play We the People for Ava Ashton. Thank you. That was Ava Ashton, a friend of ours. The Good Luck Charm goes back to 2010. If you go back to the original video for We the People going back then, you'll see Daria and our whole team, including myself, in that video back to the 2010 time. And then she upgrades each year, 2012 and 2016 with Trump. And she did it again. And so you got to watch and see our songs. So Ava Ashton is a very good friend of ours, Darius. And it's a good thing for everyone to go research her. Now, we got more good news with the fact that it looks like Whitmer in Michigan has a big battle now. We actually have a tutor that's going to take out Whitmer. And that is a good thing. Right, Scarlett?
Whitmer is a selfish, ego, shallow idiot. She is. She's when COVID-19 was in play, according to some, it still is. Her and her husband lived the life of Riley, and she just crapped all over the state. All the people were crapped on, and she lived good.
You know, I'll tell you.
In fact, they all did. Pelosi and all of them. All of them. They treated us like dog shit, and they lived great. And Whitmer's going to go. Okay?
Yeah, she's one of them.
She is
we
a
actually
lost
have
cause.
An opportunity to clean
she
slate across the country.
She's a Calamity Jane. I told you, she's shallow and selfish. What she did to the people in the state of Michigan was disgusting. She destroyed business. She destroyed lives. A lot of people died, and it was because of her.
Yep. Now, Trump rallied this Friday in Wisconsin, watching on SBN and Newsmax. Trump rallied this Friday.
Rumble.
In Wisconsin.
You know that?
And Rumble.
Rumble. Joey Sales and his Rumble. Well, you two is crapped.
Yeah, one good thing about...
on Trump.
Yeah, one thing good, what I got now, I got Rumble with not a problem, and I don't have to worry about memory. The other thing is, on Saturday, Trump is going to be at CPAC in Texas. I believe it's... they're going to be there on that one. And he's going to be speaking in Texas. He's going to be speaking in Wisconsin. And there's more coming. And then you got Arizona. Then you got Wyoming coming up on the 16th. So where we're going to celebrate the demise of Liz Cheney.
We'll go hang out with Dick.
Yeah. So that's a big thing.
Yes. So that it's wonderful, you know.
No, I'll tell you. And then we got the 23rd. The 23rd is here in Florida.
Exactly.
And we support Reuben Young.
Yes.
And
how about what Lois Frankel did?
Lois Frankel. Well, you don't know, Lois Frankel went to a restaurant in her area where she's working on. Don't remember, I think CD22 or whatever, maybe now. But it's her area. And she had a meltdown because the diner that she went into had her opponent, who's not even a Democrat in the primary, she's a Republican, that had a picture in there, and she's supporting that.
Yeah, she had a poster
and
the whole thing, and the restaurant
and
allowed
she had a meltdown.
Melted down because it was
She goes, you'll take that sign down. I'm not going to eat there anymore. So the owner says, go.
Goodbye. Don't let the door hit you in the butt.
That's it. And that's
she
and
did.
That's
she
what's going on.
She was yelling. That did not help. And
we
this,
have the
it's
video.
Going viral.
We have the video. It's on the Facebook page on elsewhere.
You know, all you need is her hugging Obama. And that'll really make it great.
No, that's Charlie Crist. That picture's still out there, Charlie Crist, Hockey Guevara. Then you got Nikki Freed, something new, her comment. Nothing new when you have a left-wing dingbat who wants who promotes addiction. She, you know, just because her boyfriend owns a hemp farm, if she legalizes pot all the way and other drugs, that business would become a $1 billion business. That's all she cares about. She don't care how many people that she kills on the way up. Same thing. She supports killing babies, killing life.
You know, once she loses the primary,
she's out of office.
Once
she's
done. We're done, because there'll be a new
She's not on the ballot for Agriculture Commission. It's an open seat, so she's done there.
So she'll never be governor. She can't even get win dog catcher. So you know what? Governor DeSantis needs to pull for this medical, for the marijuana. He really needs to shut it down. He really does. Especially since Ashley Moody is starting this.
Well, Ashley Moody is working
it's
with
kind of an
DeSantis.
Oxymoron, don't you think?
No, Ashley Moody, they got to repeal it because it's in the legislature. They got to repeal that, and they're working on that.
How do you repeal?
You got to break another law that, because right now medical marijuana is being...
They need to make a law.
They're using...
They
need to do is
Kathy,
it's only by prescription for doctors.
Task force to go after drug dealers, but yet... people are able to do marijuana. That's ridiculous. It is.
Yeah,
you
that's
can't
a gateway drug for those people that don't
this
understand.
Topic. Either get rid of it or get rid of it.
Go from, first of all, the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, has not regulated marijuana, so there's no guidelines to it, number one.
Right.
So you don't know what's in there, and fentanyl is getting in there, and people die.
Right. Right.
You know, and that's the thing. And then you got spikes with fentanyl again, and people are dying.
And, you know, and it's laced with stuff, and people really don't know. Okay,
yeah.
We're not coming out of the '60s or the '70s with pot. This is a totally different made situation. Okay, and then since she came out today on that topic of a task force going after drug dealing. That includes it.
Yeah.
So you need it.
We
need an updated, revised law that totally deletes it.
Okay. We're also going to talk about inflation. You notice that the gas prices have gone down to around
$3.91 I saw today.
$3.91. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what's happening?
Diesel was $5.91.
Yes. Okay, so that's if you drive a diesel operated with a vehicle, you're taking
or an RV
or
an
SUV
or
anything
like that. Or hold it. It's used in like lawnmowers,
even
special
barbecue.
Equipment.
Yeah, so you're paying an arm and a leg. But remember, this is being done. Man, this is not done normally. This is done. This is manufactured. This is a manufacturing crisis and a manufacturing result.
Right. It's
you're taking away the reserves. Instead of drilling and building supplies and having abundance so you can reduce the price,
I agree.
It doesn't work that way. See, what they're doing right now is taking the reserves and not drilling. So once you run out of reserves, the price is going to shoot up. And if anything happens,
and
like a hurricane.
And there is none because nobody wants to sell to us. So we're going to be dry as a bone.
Watch
this
this
is a
fall and winter. As the weather gets cooler, as we head into the fall and then in the winter, you're going to be paying an arm and a leg.
You better be chopping down your trees, man, and making some fires. Because you're going to be freezing your ass off. You're going to be buying electric heaters.
When you go into the store and you're seeing the prices on the store, the food prices increasing
electric
every day.
Shortages
of food every day.
You want to bet they're not going to be there?
Yeah. I don't know. But you got shortage of food, shortage, they have all kinds of other stuff. You got prices going up. You go into a restaurant, some restaurants are charging an inflation fee in some areas.
Yeah.
This is where it's going.
Prices have gone up anywhere from $3 to $5. Okay.
You know, so the bottom line is just remember that in November, because this is Democrat policies. This is the communist policy. This is the new Green New Deal.
Get rid of the rhinos. Get rid of the Democrats. Get rid of it.
America first. America first. First of all, those idiots that think America first stands for Lindbergh and else, that type of stuff. No, it doesn't. America first policies, and mega policies,
freedom.
Is about the freedom and the Constitution.
First Amendment.
It's about the Constitution. It's about the founding fathers. It's the founding principles, and that's what it is.
That's
And you know what? Mega is for the little guys. Mega is for the
everybody who doesn't get it, I guess they want to live in yuck. Because that basically is what's my thought.
Mega is America. And I'm going to play I Am America in honor of Mega. Make America great again. Okay. Yes. A couple of days ago, when I went after Peter Cracchioli, which is a rhino.
Oh, God, you're kidding.
Okay. All right. Peter supports all the establishment candidates and rhinos and stuff, and we called them out on it.
He's a Democrat in
and
disguise.
He lost every race yesterday, and we won every race.
He hasn't been smacked in the head enough.
Yeah, so a number of people on his page went after me because I'm America First, MAGA, Make America Great person.
I'm into America,
so
yes.
I think if you're making everyone crazy, I believe that we all have the abilities to become great in life. We follow our passions
and
dreams
and
not let government
or
some idiot to interfere with that.
Exactly, why not?
Right, so the point is, so we got back and forth. I said, "Well, America first, because instead of going out and giving millions and billions of dollars to rebuild nations, why don't we rebuild this country and start helping the people that are living in the streets, like the homeless and like the like people like the military? I actually support, by the way, that the
so what was their response?
That military bill that support that go out and help out the veterans who have chemical
dependency.
Not chemical dependency, but actually that caught like up and got sick because of
like
Agent Orange
stuff.
Right, Agent Orange and other chemicals.
They got these cards to go to doctors to get help.
Yeah, that's what Trump did was right, but they went a little further than that and they expanded. And I supported that. I've actually supported that.
Okay,
and,
what was wrong with the people on Peter Krause's age? 83 senators voted for it.
So it's across because it's the right thing to do, and that's a good thing. So, but America first is where we care about this country first,
exactly.
As opposed to other countries.
Right.
We have people on the street. We have veterans that are homeless. We got inflation.
We actually have families homeless because they can't afford to pay rent.
Right. You got crime. You got this crime and everything else. Let's concentrate. And making America great again.
Right, and having
and then
good
worry
Samaritan
about the rest
stuff.
Of the world
I
and concentrate on that.
Okay.
So
what is their
they
problem?
They go back to first to see America first was used back in the 20s by Charles Lindbergh and if you go back in history, and because Lindbergh was more like a fascist, a socialist, whatever you want to call it at that time, he cared only about his people and not the country.
Okay,
but his
people
is America.
But we're
so
not in the 20s,
say,
and
so
we're not
they
Charles
were trying
Lindbergh.
To say
we're
of
in
America,
2022, well, and this country is in deep shit.
So what they said, what they believed is that it's America, and I believe in America First policies, our Constitution, founding principles, and all the ideas that I'm a racist or that type of stuff. Just like with the leftists, that's what Democrats believe because they are.
Then
the
they're
ones
showing that they're wrong,
no
that else. They're Democrats.
Right. And that's it. And we call them out. And they said, you know, and people, other people are now calling out Peter, too. You know, and
Peter finally showed his real true blue color.
Yeah, Peter and I go back to 2010, 2011, 2012. We know each other pretty well.
And he
knows.
He learned how to be a fraud.
Right, and we stayed the same, and he went to the middle or to the left. You know, same thing with my so-called protege on the radio, which
Get
hasn't
real.
Been on.
He's not a blue dog.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what that is. But the thing is...
He's a messed up young man.
You got to be yourself. You cannot imitate other people, and you got to be able to learn things.
No.
If that's working.
But that's just
if you're not, if you're trying to be something
learn,
you're not, you're never going to win.
I wonder if his parents are Democrats.
I don't know, but he's in the middle of the road right now, so I don't know which way he flies. And most of the people he supports are establishment or minor.
Hello,
yeah,
he's supporting a criminal thug fraud. He's supporting criminal shit. Is he that?
Anyway.
I mean, that's not good.
No. Also, coming up, we got a bunch of judges that have been calling me up when I get a chance to get back to them to try and get on a radio show because August 23rd, every single judge in Broward County that has an election will be up for election, and there'll be a lot of new people in there. And they're trying to get on the radio show.
Here.
And, you know, we have to clean up Broward County courts as a judicial system. There are things in there that
we need to get the people unindoctrinated. They're still walking around wearing a mask outside.
You know,
and driving
you know, and
with it.
So-called monkeypox that they're doing, you know, monkeypox is a gay disease. Everyone that's involved with monkeypox basically came... Has,
so you're telling me everyone who's wearing a mask here in Broward is gay?
No, I'm just saying that they're scared shitless because of the left and the fake news. And what's
isn't
that line
it gotten,
you said?
Like, is it sexually transmitted?
It's a sexually transmitted disease, monkeypox.
So how are you going to get
from
it?
From man to man or woman to woman, and that's
so
what it is.
Age or it's AIDS or HIV?
It's like the same thing as AIDS, but then you got to remember, look who's involved with this. You got the same person.
Fauci.
Fauci, who did AIDS, H1N1, COVID.
HIV.
And also now monkeypox. Everything's the same. Everything's the same.
See, a Nazi.
But I can go back to the judges. We got judges coming
on. You know, when you look
on.
At Fauci, he reminds me of when the Nazis were in power under Hitler, and they did chemical testing and all on Jews to try to figure out different things. This is what
Dr.
this guy reminds me of.
Dr. Manego Levin's name.
Is that who he is?
Yeah, no. But the thing is, you know, that's what it is. But going back to the judges, we have them coming on, and one of the things that when they do come on, we can't talk about a particular case because judges have to be neutral, supposedly.
But they
none
legislate
are,
from
really.
The bench.
Yeah, they legislate from the bench. We're going
to
do hypothetical questions. Potential ideas and see where it goes and how
justice
he or she is involved in the communities and do it that way because you can't give them a question on cases before them because it's nothing.
No. By the way, how is Nicholas Cruz's case proceeding?
He's there on trial for the penalty phase and
why
still
is
going
it taking
on.
So long? There are hundreds of
because
witnesses
Broward
or
County,
what?
They, with all the evidence and stuff like that, Broward County is Broward
why
County
can't
has
they
cases
just
for
get
2017.
To it?
That's why every judge in Broward County needs to go. You can't carry on cases. You know how much money, taxpayers' money that's being raised? What happened to Speedy
didn't
Trial?
Didn't he
what
admit he's
constitution?
Guilty and he just wants to die?
Yeah, he admitted guilty, and
so
he pleaded guilty,
is this
and
such
then it should take a week. It should take a week. That's it for the penalty phase. It should take a week. That's it. Not 3, 4, 5 months. Cases,
why do we need a jury for this?
Yeah, jury has to be. That's the law. 2017.
Is it really?
Yeah, 2017 cases, 2018 cases, 2019 cases should be way off the books. Last year, the most, the year before that. This is crazy, this stuff. You've got to have, now, what happened to speedy trials? This is gone. So, and one of the first things we ask these judges, are you going to waste taxpayers' money and extend cases and trials for 6 months to a year? How about having scheduling a week and have it done? 1, 2, 3. Do it. You can do it.
I'm not disagreeing.
Why can't you?
I'm all for it. Hands up. There you go. All right.
Yeah. So that's it. And we got to make sure they follow the law and the code. And they need to. You know, the judge.
You know, there needs
judge,
to be something when they become a judge that they swear on if they don't follow the law and they do all this.
There are people, going back to different things.
They have to sign a contract. And
there
this way, if they don't follow
that have
it,
no
we,
look,
they
look
get
what
booted.
Happened in New York. Look what happened in Illinois. Look what happened in Wisconsin. Look what happened here in Broward County, where they let these idiots out in the street, and they end up killing people in the end, or raping people.
15 minutes.
You know, look at the guy in
look at
New
the
York
guy
where
who
they attacked.
Remember
yeah,
what happened when they went to stab him and they let him out? The feds had to do it.
By the way, he's the guy that attacked Feldman is had a record. By the way, he's transvestite. By the way, And also, he is in federal in prison right now. Now,
so what do you
we
say?
Have 11,
the,
we have 11 minutes left.
And the identity theft, people who don't know whether they're a man or a woman, the enigmas are now doing all the criminal murders.
Right. How about the transfers like that was put in a man, that was put in a woman's jail in Jersey and raped
and he got her
got
all knocked up,
pregnant.
Huh?
Yeah, two of them.
Well, leave it to a Democrat governor. What do you expect?
Yeah.
But they vote.
If you want crime,
they put them in office.
Now let me say this: if you want crime to go down, if you want prices to go down.
Yes.
If you want values and morals back, you want respect for others, you have to vote out every single Democrat. The only
and
way
Rhino.
You go.
And Rhino.
Otherwise, you're going to have the same, and it's going to get worse. Never vote for, if you want New York, you vote for Chris or Ashley.
Do you think Sheldon's going to be
Hochul? Yeah, Sheldon's off by about 30 points. He's going to win and destroy her.
Wasn't Hochul who sent the person to go stab him?
Yeah, she's going to be indicted for that, too, down the road.
I don't know about that. Andrew Cuomo is not getting in trouble.
Yeah, well, as soon as Sheldon gets in, they're both going down.
Him and his brother are living scot-free.
But the point is, if you want to live free, and if you want to have, and you want to live where you can walk out in the middle of the night and go to the local store and not worry about getting killed, you got to vote out every single Democrat.
What
There's
happened
no
to
way
Janice
otherwise.
Dean's lawsuit?
If you support life,
yeah.
If you support a life begins at conception, and we need to provide life, you got to vote out every single Democrat. If you support school and children learning the reading, writing, and arithmetic and get educated and not get indoctrinated or recruited or to learn to hate themselves, you got to vote out every single Democrat. If you support parental rights and make sure that you as a parent are able to take care of your kids and not have government interference, you have to vote out every single Democrat.
And Rhino.
If you support that you have a say in schools, make sure the school board members that you vote for support that and not for CRT or indoctrination.
And get rid of the superintendents that are...
Get rid of the superintendents. For voter integrity, you got to vote out every single Democrat and Rhino.
That's right.
You cannot elect any of these stuff. If you want your ballot to be counted legally and not stolen, you've got to fold out every single Democrat
and
Rhino.
District attorneys that were because of George Soros for corruption. So I got
anyway,
a question.
We're running it down. We're running
I
it
have
down
a question.
To time.
What
Why?
Happened to Janice Dean's lawsuit?
She's still in the process of doing things. I don't know. That's another one that's not getting justice, even though she got Cuomo out. So
he's living scot-free. Okay, I just want to let everybody know that I'll be back on Sunday. And God bless America.
You got seven
and God
minutes.
Bless everyone. And everyone have a great evening. Bye.
All right. Okay. Couple things. One, we continue to fight for what we believe in, and that's freedom. That's our dreams and our ideas. We as individuals have the power to make it great, based on what's in your heart and soul. Do not allow idiots and people that don't have mental health issues or anything else on it dictate from you and take it away from you. Concentrate on what's in your heart and soul. Concentrate on what your dreams are and what you can do, your skill sets, your ideas, and love. So you can move forward. It's in you. It always was. And that's what we need to do. We as Americans have that power. We as Americans can dream. We as Americans have the freedom to fulfill those dreams. Do not get deterred by sick people who want to change your sex or change your ideas or make you hate others. That is all sick. Do not allow people to take all your manners and respect and dignity away from you. Do not allow others to get away from what your parents brought you up to be respectful and dignified and honest and have manners and believe in others to say thank you and hello and good afternoon, good evening, how are you? You know, respect of others. Do not allow others to take your dreams away. Follow those dreams. Follow those passions. Follow those goals. Get there and work it. If you fall down, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and continue to fight. Win, win, win. We are winning when we follow our passions and dreams and not allow idiots to take it away from you. We are winners when we fight and fight for our founding principles, our founding ideas, our founding goals. We are winners if we hold and concentrate and learn the Constitution and what our founding fathers used to do directly from them. In other words, read their words, look into their eyes what's going on, not what the left, the Democrats, the communists, and idiots are doing. Concentrate on who you are and what you are and move forward, what God gave you, and be there and fight for it. Fight for what this is. Fight for this country. This is Judeo-Christian nation founded by the Bible in this country. Every one of these things, the Fellows Papers, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, all is based on the Bible. Go to the Heritage Foundation and the Heritage Training Schools and read the series, the Heritage series. It's all there. Concentrate. And we must have, as we get into deeper into the primaries and into November, we must have election integrity. Make sure that legal votes count and the criminals go to prison. And we have task force all over the place, and we're getting there, and we're making sure that every legal vote counts. And we're going to make sure that the people that are criminals don't vote, people that are not mentally competent don't vote. We're going to make sure everything's there because it's right within the laws, and that's it. We can't afford dead people voting. We can't afford somebody, we can't have Mickey Mouse voting. It takes in that nature because it's been all in there if you look back. And what's happening, and one of the reasons why America First candidates are winning across the country and Megan's winning across the country like Arizona is the voter integrity thing. So let's finish this off with God bless America, and we will continue. We will come back on Sunday at 7 o'clock, and we're going to go back with God Bless USA as we close with Lee Greenwood, who was a guest on our show a couple of years ago, and have a good night.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, an American. today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Make America great. Win, baby, win. We are winning. America first. God bless you all.